Before I start this video, I want you to watch a video I made 2 years back about the Lakshadweep Islands. I have covered various topics related to the Lakshadweep Islands. Watch that. It will give you an in-depth understanding of the Lakshadweep Islands. I'll put the link of that video in the top right corner. Alright then, let's come back to this video. In this video, we are going to understand what this whole issue with Maldives is. We have been hearing about it a lot in the news. Different kinds of titles are being used, like the Maldives controversy, Maldives India issue, Maldives India conflict. Many such eye-catching titles are being used to attract viewership. So in this video, we're going to understand everything that is going on between India and Maldives. We are also going to understand the Maldivian politics because everything begins from inside. And we will also understand why Prime Minister Modi is promoting the Lakshadweep Islands. And along the way, we will also learn a few things about the geopolitics of tourism. I'll keep the language very precise and simple. Without any further delay, let's begin. This is Mohammed Muizzu. He is the current president of Maldives. He took over the presidential office on 17th November 2023. Now, if any politician wants to become a president of a country, then they have to look for some issue. And they have to evolve themselves by making that issue so big and significant. Ultimately, that issue helps in getting them a political seat. That is what even the current Maldives president did. He campaigned on an issue. And what was that issue? He started criticizing India, started taking anti-India stance, alleging India's political interference in Maldives. He thinks that Maldives should not be excessively dependent on India for economic and security matters. Which, if you see, is a great thought. There is nothing wrong with that. Every country who believes that they are a sovereign country should exercise independence. They have all the right in the world to be independent. However, here you need to understand that in geopolitics, diplomacy and international relations, appearing independent and actually being independent are two distinct things. A small island nation like the Maldives may present itself as an independent country, but it cannot be completely independent. Just like if you look at island nations near China, even though they may project themselves as independent, in reality, they are not truly independent. The same principle applies to the Pacific Island countries near Australia or New Zealand. Even the countries in Europe appear to be independent, but on critical matter, they bow down in front of the United States. So the principle is, a bigger country next to a smaller country will always exert some influence, because every country has interests, and those interests have to be met. In doing so, there will be some direct and indirect influence. If you look at Maldives, they don't even have a strong military force. Maldives' navy cooperates closely with the Indian Navy in securing the Maldivian Exclusive Economic Zone and conducts joint patrols. Their army primarily receives training and equipment support from India. Maldives does not even have a dedicated air force. They have a small fleet of Dornier aircraft and helicopters that India has provided as part of bilateral cooperation. So, as I said, a bigger country next to a smaller country will always exert some or the other influence. Now that you have understood the current Maldivian President Muizzu's anti-India stance, let me briefly and quickly tell you about the Maldivian politics. Because everything begins from internal politics and then it finds outside expansion. So primarily there are two prominent political parties in Maldives. Number one, Maldivian Democratic Party, MDP. Number two, Progressive Party of Maldives, PPM. Now, have a look at this complete list of Maldivian presidents so far. Right now, we will focus only on these three from 2018 to present. And by the way, Abdullah Yameen and Maumoon Abdul Gayoom, who ruled Maldives for 30 years, they both are brothers. President Abdullah Yameen from 2013 to 2018, he belonged to Progressive Party of Maldives. Then President Ibrahim Muhammad Soli, from 2018 to 2023, he is part of the Maldivian Democratic Party. And the current president Mohammed Muizzu, who took over the presidency on 17th November 2023, he is a member of People's National Congress. I mentioned about two prominent political parties, but here a third political party's name has come up, that is People's National Congress. This party is a split from the Progressive Party of Maldives. Now I'll tell you what the political twist is. Before becoming a presidential nominee, Mohammed Muizzu was the mayor of Male, the capital city of Maldives. Now, even if you are a mayor of a city, you still have to be part of some political party, right? So, as a mayor, Mohammed Muizzu was a member of the Progressive Party of Maldives, the same political party that made Abdullah Yameen as Maldives president from 2013 to 2018. That means both of them are familiar with each other. Now, what happened was, on December 25th, 2022, Supreme Court of Maldives sentenced former President Abdullah Yameen 11 years in prison. He was convicted for money laundering and corruption cases. As soon as Mohamed Yameen got convicted, Mohamed Muizzu started planning his departure from the Progressive Party of Maldives because the corruption charges associated with former president had tarnished the party's reputation. So Mohamed Muizzu thought that if he still hung around in the same political party, then his political aspirations of becoming the president would be crushed. Muizzu opted to leave the Progressive Party of Maldives. Instead, he joined the People's National Congress, seeking a new political platform to pursue his political ambition as presidential contestant. Now, every political party nominates one candidate to contest as president. Even to win that nomination, you need to win within the party. Mohamed Muizzu won the nomination within his new party, that is People's National Congress. In Maldives, the president and the members of parliament are both chosen independently by people via democratic elections. The Maldivian parliament, known as the Majlis, has 87 members who are also directly elected by the people in separate parliamentary elections. These elections happen every 5 years. Similarly, even the Maldivian people directly choose the president through a national election. It is not chosen by the parliament. This means that every eligible Maldivian citizen can cast a vote for the preferred presidential candidate. Now, Maldives holds separate elections for parliament and president, and they occur on different schedules. The most recent parliamentary election was held on April 6, 2019. The next parliamentary election is expected to be held in April 2024. Similarly, the most recent presidential election was held in two rounds, on September 9th and 30, 2023. The next presidential election is expected to be held in September 2028. If you look at the 2019 parliamentary election in Maldives, the Maldivian Democratic Party won the election with 65 seats out of 87 seats. But then if you look at the presidential election, as I said, Maldives have separate presidential election and parliamentary election. That means seat distribution in parliamentary election is not relevant because voters directly elect presidential candidates and not political parties with parliamentary seats. So, if you look at the 2023 presidential election, there were two candidates. Mohamed Muizzu from People's National Congress. He got 54% vote in the first round and 53% vote in second round. And the second candidate was Ibrahim Mohamed Soli from Maldivian Democratic Party. He got 46% vote in first round and again 46% in second round. So, if you see, Mohamed Muizzu won the presidential election with a narrow margin. Now, you may have a question. How come he got more votes than Ibrahim Mohamed Soli? In fact, Ibrahim Mohamed Soli was also the former president of Maldives, and his political party also has the majority seat in Maldivian parliament. So this is where you have to understand that on December 25th, 2022, when Mohamed Yameen got sentenced for 11 years jail, his chances of becoming the presidential candidate for his political party was zero. It was with great reluctance that he had to agree to the nomination of Mohamed Muizzu as a PPM-PNC coalition candidate on August 8, 2023, merely a month ahead of the election. Former President Mohamed Yameen was not at all in favor of Mohamed Muizzu's presidential candidature, but he had no other option because he was sentenced to jail, and his own political party members slowly turned in favor of Mohamed Muizzu because if he won, then he will pay them back for their loyalty by distributing positions in government. After becoming president, Mohamed Muizzu started distributing various positions in the government to senior members in the PPM and PNC. He even added his wife and her family members to this list. Under the Maldivian constitution, the president can make any appointment to ministerial positions and to independent institutions. However, there is a catch. For these appointments to take effect, they have to be approved by a majority in the Majlis, that is the Maldivian parliament. And as I said, the Maldivian parliament is dominated by the Maldivian Democratic Party, who has 65 seats. And then this year in 2024, again they have a parliamentary election. If Mohamed Muizzu does not win a parliamentary majority, he will be unable to function. And one more thing that you need to understand is that there is no anti-defection law in Maldives, which means elected members frequently switch sides depending on prospects. That is exactly the democratic loophole Mohamed Muizzu will exploit in upcoming election. He can easily lure the new member of parliaments with gifts, luxury, give them plots and apartments in the prime location of Maldives. So these are some possibilities. And the reason I say this is because it has happened in the past. Former presidents of Maldives have done this. Now again, let me show you the list of all the presidents of Maldives till now. Under their name, you can also see the name of the political parties they belong to. The current president, Mohammad Muizu, is from People's National Congress, but he is a representative of a coalition party, that is People's National Congress plus Progressive Party of Maldives. Ibrahim Mohammed Soli is from Maldivian Democratic Party. Before him, Abdullah Yameen is from Progressive Party of Maldives. So if you see Mohammad Muizu and Abdullah Yameen, their political parties are pro-China. And Ibrahim Mohammed Soli and his Maldivian Democratic Party is pro-India. If you go and read about why was President Abdullah Yameen sentenced to 11 years of jail, you will see that he was found guilty of corruption and money laundering. As I said, Abdullah Yameen was a pro-China leader, and his political party, Progressive Party of Maldives, is also a pro-China party. During his presidential term from 2013 to 2018, he and his political party has passed so many projects and agreements that favored China economically instead of India. And India had a tough time in exploring its diplomatic and economic options in Maldives because, as I said, the president and his political party were pro-China. Abdullah Yameen is also the reason why Mohamed Nasheed, the former president of Maldives, got arrested and had to run away to Sri Lanka. And today he is part of the Sri Lankan politics. Abdullah Yameen was president from 2013 to 2018. In 2018, again election happened since Mohamed Nasheed was in Sri Lanka and there were criminal charges against him. So naturally, he could not come back to Maldives. Otherwise, he would be arrested. It was India's research and analysis wing who suggested Mohammed Nasheed not to return to Maldives and instead name someone else who is close to him as the leader of the Maldivian Democratic Party and the presidential candidate for 2018 election. That is how Mohammed Nasheed gave charge of his political party to his close friend Ibrahim Mohammed Soli, who went on to become the president in 2018. If you understand Abdullah Yameen's mindset, he always aspired to be the perpetual president or let's say ruler of the Maldives. This is because his elder brother Maumoon Abdul Gayoom ruled the Maldives for 30 years, from 1978 to 2008. So his younger brother also developed a similar desire to rule the Maldives indefinitely. However, this did not happen in 2018. The party led by Mohammed Nasheed succeeded in making Ibrahim Mohammed Soli the president of the Maldives by winning the elections. Additionally, there was also the involvement of the Indian Intelligence Agency in this process. That is why I say that the Maldivian Democratic Party is pro-India. Naturally, from 2018 to 2023, under Ibrahim Mohammed Soli's presidency, India got many investment projects. After Ibrahim Mohammed Soli became president in 2018, Mohammed Nasheed, he was still controlling his political party in Maldives from Sri Lanka. And it was on his instruction, Ibrahim Mohammed Soli ordered investigations against Abdullah Yameen. And that's how Abdullah Yameen got convicted for 5 years jail term in 2019 and then again 11 years jail term in 2022. Now I want you to understand this political scenario. The Maldivian Democratic Party was being controlled and run by Mohammed Nasheed from Sri Lanka. Even he had corruption charges on him and that is why he ran away to Sri Lanka. And everyone knew that Ibrahim Mohammed Soli was a puppet running the country on behalf of Mohammed Nasheed. And then if you look at the other political party, that is the Progressive Party of Maldives, even their leader Abdullah Yameen was convicted in 2019 and 2022. Now the big leaders of two main political parties of Maldives have corruption charges against them. One got jail term and the other one has run away to Sri Lanka. And both of these people are having their puppets who are running their political parties. And if you remember, in 2019, Narendra Modi got re-elected as the Prime Minister of India. And India's control over Maldives through Ibrahim Mohammed Soli was also increasing. And 2020-21, Corona pandemic kept everyone busy and locked in their homes. That is when China stepped in. China started funding anti-Indian narrative campaigns in Maldives in 2020 and 2021. Through newspapers, social media, electronic media, China started spreading this news that the current Maldivian government of Ibrahim Soli is wrongly accusing Abdullah Yameen because Indian intelligence agency has ordered them to do so. Try to understand this situation, okay? Both these major political parties, they both have wrongdoings under their belt. I'm not saying one is good, one is bad. But China started funding anti-Indian narrative campaign in Maldives in 2020 and 21. Right after Abdullah Yameen's 2019 jail term. On top of it, if you see, Maldives is an Islamic country. When Prime Minister Modi won the elections again in 2019, you may have often observed that Narendra Modi is often associated with anti-Muslim narrative. Even Turkey is involved in supporting Maldives' anti-Muslim narrative in India. Turkey has done this with Kashmir as well. And now Maldives has signed a deal to get drones from Turkey. This anti-Indian narrative has been actively fueled by China through disinformation. What I mean to say is that, within the Maldives, newspapers, social media channels and various other small and large media outlets, whose editors have received substantial funds from China, have been involved in promoting anti-Indian narrative. Articles have been written in such a manipulated way that it will sound funny, especially related to a small country like the Maldives. The story of the former President Abdullah Yameen has been twisted and exaggerated to suggest that the entire Indian government wants to control the Maldives. This is the reason why Abdullah Yameen, who supposedly fights for the rights of the Maldivian people, has been imprisoned. Such unnecessary claims and manipulations have been spread here and there with Chinese funding. Because there was nothing else to do during the lockdown. If you keep reading and listening to the same type of news day and night, your mind will eventually accept false news as the truth. One example of that I'm trying to say can be seen on June 2022 event, when the Indian High Commission in Maldives was planning to organize International Yoga Day. Islamic extremists started protesting and disrupted the event, calling yoga as anti-Islamic activity. So you see how the anti-Indian narrative was funded and started from pandemic time by China. Now next year, that is in 2023, presidential election was due. By mid of 2022, it was very clear for China that if they want to gain some control in Maldivian politics, they have to run this anti-Indian narrative till the 2023 presidential election. Because if you see, China is not at all interested in who becomes the president or what is happening to the politics of Maldives. What China is interested in is regaining the access and permits of infrastructure projects in Maldives. Now think about this. Who do you think China would choose to become the torchbearer of the manufactured anti-Indian narrative? Abdullah Yameen cannot become the president because he is convicted. So this is where China turned its focus on a new person, Mohammad Muizu, who was previously part of Abdullah Yameen's party. Muizu was the mayor of Male City. I spoke about this. And then I also said Muizu left Progressive Party as soon as Abdullah Yameen got 11 years jail term in December 2022. He joined People's National Congress. This is where Mohammad Muizu came in China's notice. Plus, he is young, 45 years old. Otherwise, Abdullah Yameen would have chosen his friend, that is some senior politician from his party, to contest for the presidential election. But China did not want any senior politician. Because think about it, it would have been difficult for China to control an aged senior politician. Instead, it is much easier to control a young politician and make him the torchbearer of anti-Indian narrative. It was with great reluctance that Abdullah Yameen had to agree and appoint Muizu as PPM-PNC coalition candidate on August 8, 2023, merely a month before the election. Now through Mohammad Muizu, China started funding more anti-India campaign in Maldives. If you listen to Mohammad Muizu's election slogans, the first one was that the Indian government is interfering in Maldives' internal matters. And the second one is that India's military personnel and equipment should immediately leave Maldives soil. And this entire political campaign of Mohammad Muizu was named as India Out campaign. But who designed this campaign for Muizu? China. After becoming the president in November, Muizu immediately ordered India to withdraw its soldiers from Maldives. By December 2024, India agreed and withdrew some of its soldiers from Maldives. Couple of days back, on January 8, 2024, Muizu went on a 5-day visit to China to meet his master for the first time. Maldives and China signed 20 agreements. But before he went to China, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Lakshadweep Islands on January 2nd. See, you have to understand this. Timings are carefully chosen. In politics and diplomacy, timing is all that matters. Do you think that the Indian intelligence agency is not aware of Muizu's meeting with Xi Jinping? Everything is well planned. So what the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi did was, he went to Lakshadweep Islands on January 2nd, 2024. And we all have seen those images, beautiful images of Lakshadweep Islands, where the Indian Prime Minister is seen walking on the beach. Why do you think Prime Minister Modi all of a sudden started promoting Lakshadweep Islands? Because the government of India knows that Maldives has gone mad by getting involved with China. And if India wants to teach Maldives a lesson in a subtle way, what is the thing that Maldives highly values? Its resorts, its position as an ultimate tourist destination, and the view of its islands. So, if it is about islands, even India also has Lakshadweep Islands. Why not promote Lakshadweep Islands and give a tough competition to Maldives tourism? Now, it is a fact that the infrastructure of Lakshadweep Islands in terms of hotels, resorts, or ideal vacation spots is not at the level of Maldives. However, I want to add to this point by telling you that you might remember the discussion about the development of Lakshadweep Islands in 2021. And there was a lot of protest, primarily from the Muslim community, socialist, fascist, and communist supporters, citing environmental concerns. Many Indian social media influencers and YouTubers were part of this Chinese narrative against India. In this protest, the narrative was pushed that there is no need for any development in Lakshadweep Islands. Behind this protest, there was also a strategy. The Muslims residing in Lakshadweep Islands were incited against the Indian government, suggesting that no development should take place there. Once Lakshadweep Islands are developed, they can pose a significant challenge to Maldives tourism. The crucial point is that in this matter, Maldives won't be able to do much against India. So it's evident that Maldives will request China to do something to ensure that their tourism business does not suffer. Another point that I must add is that many of the ruling elites in Maldives own big resorts and clubs in prime locations of Maldives. They definitely don't want their businesses to get hurt. So you should not be surprised that in return these politicians will definitely ask China to do something about it. Therefore, through social media, China has propagated a narrative against the development policies of the Indian government regarding Lakshadweep Islands within India. But now the situation has become such that even Maldives is begging to China for some more favors in return. And what is that? Maldives is begging China to send more tourists. And then we also saw Maldives Deputy Minister of Youth Empowerment, Mariam Shiona, made derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, to which the government of Maldives has taken action by suspending few ministers. Now, what does it suggest? Now, this suggests a few things. Number one, when passion and inexperienced enthusiasm enter politics, individuals may speak emotionally without considering the potential consequences. This is the same quality China saw in Muizhu. And number two, the immediate action taken by the Maldivian government against those who used derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Modi, this implies that the Maldivian government is not entirely against India. This is because investments also come from India. Muizhu is essentially saying that India should not interfere, withdraw its military, but he doesn't comment on Indian investments. He's fine with it. In simple terms, Muizhu is conveying to India, don't meddle in our affairs, take your military away, but you can still send your money and investment. If you see it from a certain angle, it seems strange, but it also makes sense because politics, diplomacy and business all have their separate domains. If Muizhu's party fails to secure a majority in the upcoming parliamentary elections in 2024, then things will not work according to him. Even though the president is head of the PPM-PNC alliance, but the Maldivian Democratic Party holds more parliamentary seats. Now, we are also hearing that a new mayor of Male has been elected, who is from the Maldivian Democratic Party and not from the PPM-PNC alliance. That means a pro-India party won the crucial position in the capital city of Male. This position was previously held by Muizhu till recently. So you can imagine Muizhu's party lost the Male mayor election in the middle of this diplomatic row with India. This new president will face the consequences of trying to be oversmart. The more he tries, the more he will have to eat his words. Here it is written, Maldives President Mohamed Muizhu asserts his country's independence and rejects any attempts at bullying. This rhetoric is being expressed only due to the support of China. Otherwise, a small island nation like Maldives wouldn't have the audacity to make such statements, especially when India has not done anything significantly harmful to them, as portrayed by the president playing the victim card. Anyhow, there is a parliamentary election due this year. As I said in the beginning, there is no anti-defection laws in Maldives. This means elected members frequently switch sides depending on prospects. That is exactly the democratic loophole Mohamed Muizhu will exploit in the upcoming election. He can easily lure the new members of parliaments with gifts and luxury, giving those plots and apartments in the prime location of Maldives. So these are some possibilities. India is closely observing Muizhu's political calculations. India is a very large country compared to the Maldives. So there is no need for India to be so worried. When the right time comes, Maldives will eventually come around to India's side. As the Minister of External Affairs of India has mentioned, politics is politics. So there is no big reason for concern for India. The people of Maldives need to think about what they will do with their president. Whether today or tomorrow, Maldives has to come to India's side. Muizhu is acting a bit hurry in removing the Indian troops from Maldives before the parliamentary elections that is scheduled in April this year. And one more thing that I want to mention is that the Chinese can easily ruin Muizhu's political ambition. This even Muizhu is aware of. Muizu is the head of the PPM-PNC alliance, but it was former President Abdullah Yameen who did all the heavy lifting. So Muizu will exploit a democratic loophole in this upcoming election. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.